Well, you use that. And I keep it going right. I don't know what words you use.
Yeah.
Got to have to match.
Yeah. What about sample or
sample? Sample, of course. Sample.
Okay. And she sees the dresses very becoming on her and so forth. She says that that's a very
bad thing. For her.
Or that dress is very
appropriate.
Okay. She's maybe she wouldn't say the dress is beautiful. She might not use a word that strong, but she might say the dress is very
pretty.
Okay. And say a little girl might say, well, Susie's dress was pretty, but mine is even
ugly. Oh, even prettier.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what might a woman wear over her dress in the kitchen?
Apron.
Okay. And to sign your name in ink, you'd use a
pen.
Okay. And to hold a baby's diaper in place, you'd use a
safety pen.
Okay. What kind of metal might a bucket be made out of?
Zinc.
Okay, or another
tin.
Okay. And a dime is worth...
Huh?
A dime is worth how much?
10 cents.
Okay. If it was real cold outside, before you went out, you might put on your...
Cool.
Okay. And in a man's suit, you know, sometimes he'd put on his shirt, and then, but before he put on his coat, he'd put on this sleeveless...
Sweater.
Okay, but,
A t-shirt?
I think vest or...
Vest.
A vest
could go around his coat, or he could have on a t-shirt or a sweatshirt on his shirt, too.
Okay, what did you call it now?
T-shirt.
No, the other
Sweatshirt.
Okay, what...
Vest.
Okay, did you call it... Is there any other word for that?
I don't know what ring it is, but I think it is.
Vest?
Yeah, vest. Coat and vest, you know.
Okay. So a suit consists of a coat, a vest, and...
What are you doing?
So a suit would be consist of...
Coat and vest and pants.
And pants, okay. Any other name besides pants?
Breeches.
Okay.
Trousers.
Okay, they all mean the same thing?
All the same thing.
Okay, what might you wear if you're working around the barn? You'd come up to...
Overall.
Okay. Say if you went outdoors without your coat, and then it got cold and you wanted your coat, you might ask someone to go inside and what? Me my coat.
Fetch my coat.
Okay, or another word you might
bring it to me, bring my coat.
And you'd say, you'd go into the house and you'd say, here, I have what you, your coat.
I got your coat.
Or, here
I brought your coat.
Huh?
We actually bring it to you.
Yeah, you say.
Here's your coat.
Okay, or here
I brought your coat to you.
Okay. You say that coat won't fit this year, but last year it...
It's very good.
Okay. You say matching coats and pants are called
a suit.
Okay. And if you just bought it, it wouldn't be an old one, it'd be a
new
a new
suit.
Okay. And if you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, it makes them
bulge out.
Okay. And you say that shirt fit me fine until I washed it in it.
It drew up.
Okay. Or another word for that?
It drew up.
Yeah. Another word.
It got smaller. Shrunk.
Okay. You say it seems that every shirt I washed recently has
drawn up.
Or has
shrunk.
Okay. You say I hope this new shirt won't.
Or shrink.
Okay. If a woman liked to spend a lot of time in front of the mirror and like to put on good clothes and put on a lot of makeup and so forth, you'd say
she
likes
primping. She likes to
primp. Would you use that word about a man?
Yes, I think some men primp.
Okay. Are there any other words like that? Primp?
Oh, yes, but I don't know what we use for it.
Do you ever hear